This has become like a recurring message over and over again, and so it needs to become a podcast episode right now. Let God cook. Let him finish. Let him do what he has already done. Don't try and rush him, because for one thing, that doesn't work. It's only going to frustrate you. He cares way too much about you to send you a unfinished blessing. I'll say that one more time. God cares way too much about you to send you an unfinished blessing. I have been having a lot of meals that are microwavable. They are not as good as something that is homemade, something that took hours and hours to prepare. All the ingredients were already set aside. A recipe was followed, all those things. Like, that is the kind of God we serve and that we come from, is one who goes the extra mile and does everything he can to make sure the blessing is perfectly suited for the person. That's a beautiful thing. I've seen that in terms of like my podcast. I've seen that with jobs. I've seen that with friendships. I've seen that with everything. It's always right on time that things start to flow. I've had it happen where I think a friendship is going to become a stronger friendship, like a bond, like a go to war with this person. And then I've seen that happen, like literally happen, but you can't force it. You just kind of help it move along. It says in James 1:4, let patience have a perfect work. They may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And I said this on a YouTube short a while ago, and I feel like I need to share it again. You will find out one day that one day at a time was always enough. See, I try to like cram all this planting, all this stuff, and I try to cram the farming. That's not how this works. You show up every day, you trust the process, and you know for sure that God is working behind the scenes, man. Before I went on my mission, I look at like all those times in my life where I didn't know what was going to happen next, and I just sort of trusted and tried to be good, and cool things happened. There were so many little blessings ahead, but you have to keep your head up and you have to keep just believing that there is something better out there. And it's just for you. It's designed for you. When I graduated from college, and it seemed in a way that my life was over because, you know, I had a job fall through, and it didn't seem like people really wanted to talk to me, man. My vibe was kind of off. I was struggling, and I had to have some really tough conversations with myself. And then God opened up the door and I got to be a counselor at FSY for Strength of Youth in Alaska. And the door was kind of already open for that. And so that kind of gradually opened, you know, I signed up to be a counselor. And then when I got that email, I remember getting that email and looking at it and being like, holy moly, God wants me to be in Alaska. Holy cow. And I had such a special time there. And it wasn't something that could be forced. And you really do need to move forward with love, with zeal, with peace, with strength. And you don't have to know what tomorrow looks like. You don't have to know what next week looks like. You don't have to know what any of this stuff looks like. Lately, God has been moving me like absolute bonkers, like absolute bonkers. It's the craziest thing. It sort of makes you think about a video game, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's sort of like God plugs in the controller and he's like, all right, Alan, I want you to go in this direction. It's not like he actually literally controls me. He just kind of sends some signals to me. And it's crazy because last night, it's like 4 a.m. as I'm doing this, of course. But at midnight, so a couple hours ago, well, I wanted to hit 10,000 steps for the day because I've been on a good track with that. And I had to hit 5,000 more steps in the next half hour. And I decided to go on a run. And then when I got to the end of my run, I just felt so much love. And yeah, I just was like, I need to go talk to some people. And I just felt it. And I talked to this dude he seemed like he was in a really good spot, but I just kind of listened and started talking, and it just slipped through like butter. Just was so good. And he's like, dude, I really need to hear that. And so I was there right on time for my brother. I was right there on time. Even though I ran and everything, like that guy was probably at that gas station for like 5 minute stops, 10 minute stops. And I was there at that window of time that he was there. God will not let you miss the window. That's not possible. I think I forget and I stress about this all the time. It's like, dude, seriously, let go. Like, let go, let go, let go. And I think I struggle still with this. So that's why this episode's out there, is to remind me and you as well, let God cook. You know, he has such big plans for you, and he needs you to be mighty. And so he's going to give you a mighty blessing. He's going to give you a mighty mercy. He's going to give you these things that will take you to a whole new level. And that means you're looking forward and you're trusting. Like, everything was in alignment with me going to the gas station and meeting this person there. And it was literally like at midnight. The only way for that person to have a friend or have a new friend just show up out of nowhere around midnight is if that person started running and started moving in that direction. And so, yeah, God was guiding it 200,000,000%. And I know there's things right now that he's guiding, and it's like, I don't need to think about it. I don't need to worry about it. I don't need to stress about it. Like, he's aware of all these things. He's aware of all these connections. He's aware of all these beautiful things that I'm barely able to grasp at all. And he's sending me help right now to help me prepare for these wonderful blessings. And there's moments where I'm kind of sitting at my table and I kind of get a little waft, I think is the term of the aroma, like a little piece of the aroma. I think waft is the word. Let me just do a quick Google search. I'm almost certain. Like, let's use the light, right, language. To pass or cause to pass easily or gently through as if through the air. So it's a gentle movement of air. Yeah. A warm breeze wafted through the city. Okay, there we go. Yeah, so I think I used the word right. It's like the aroma wafts through and you just smell it and you're like, man, that does smell good, you know? It sounds so silly, but like, it does seem that way. And that's just sort of been my life with building this empire. And I just know bigger things are happening. But again, as I'm building the empire and as God is preparing the blessings, patience is key. Patience is vital. Patience is so ridiculously integral to this. I think of like when a lot of these blessings do happen, the joy will be so full and so complete, and you just will never forget that. And God just has that figured out. He has that all figured out. I've been stressing about, okay, how am I going to be able to make enough money to move out? You know, just sort of the same song and dance. But lately, I've really learned to just like let go, like really just let go and let him. And that has led to some pretty amazing experiences. I'm very thankful for that. So yeah, God is playing the long game. There is no need to stress about anything. He literally has it all figured out. He literally does know all of the best things that you do not understand about yourself, that you do not understand about what's going to happen in your life later. He understands all this stuff perfectly. And so, yeah, just continue to trust in it, and you don't have to know what's going on. And I'm just an instrument. I don't really know what's going on. Like, if I'm ever trying to like, oh yeah, I'm trying to like do this or make this happen or something. No, absolutely not. I'm blessed to have the friends I have. I'm very blessed in very many ways. And I'm just looking to reach more people through the influence and through the platform God is giving me. And there are other blessings, really, 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 really good blessings that I'm being prepared for right now, that I need to finish up all the blessings or the things that are already on my plate, you know, take care of some of the work, some of the other things. There's so many different things we go into with this. The main thing I want to leave with you is that when you treasure your current blessings, time just kind of flies by, and it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And the key is to not let the length of time cause you to forget who it is that has been working on this all along, certainly it will be worth it. The temptation that the enemy throws at you is that God has forgotten about you, that he is not going to give you the blessing that he promised for whatever silly reason or whatever it might be. Do not listen to those really, really silly lies. They have no truth in them. God is a God of keeping his promises, and the blessings will come on time. And so, yeah, you just need to keep going along with that and doing your thing. That's it. Just do your thing. Because I realize there's like life that's happening right now, and we can feel really good about that life. But then we consider the potential life that is ahead based on the life we're living right now. And sometimes we can overanalyze and be like, oh my goodness, I'm trying to be at this place and I need to definitely be in a better spot right now for that to happen. But you don't understand like what crazy things could happen. The restaurant of life is an infinite game. There is no limits to it. I talked about this in another podcast episode. Again, I think this is a good time to talk about this and riff on this again. When you are in the place that God needs you to be, there are absolutely no limits, period. And you have no idea what kind of people he could put in your life out of nowhere. I've been seeing this recently. I've been stretched very deeply and very far. I guess stretched deeply doesn't really make sense. I've been asked to dive really deep. There you go. I've been asked to dive very deep. And I've been seeing a lot of really cool blessings come from that. In the restaurant of life, God is aware of every single person on this planet. He knows who can really, really reach you and really, really help you. And he'll put those people in your path in time. You just follow those blessings. And you know what I'm finding out is like, God will also give you appetizers. He'll give you all these different things to help you prepare for those main blessings, those other blessings that you're really looking forward to. He'll help you keep going. You won't go hungry. That's for sure. He will help you to keep going. He'll help you to make the absolute most of this waiting time. And yeah, just make a lot of memories along the way, because once the waiting time is gone, it's gone. So like for me, I am very glad that a lot of these things I've had so much time to wait for, because it's really helped me to appreciate and to be thankful for this thing before it's even happened. And I mean, at the end of the day, if it's not supposed to happen yet, it's not supposed to happen yet. If it's not done, if the meal is not done, it's not going to get served, you know, like it's not going to get served uncooked. Like if the broccoli still needs more time, if there's some spice, something needs to happen, needs to simmer, needs more time. You know, you look at chicken, you look at some of these things, like sometimes it's the last couple of minutes. It's that extra seasoning. It's that last little touch. It's that last little thing that just makes such a big difference for the entire flavor, for the entire thing. So it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. These days aren't going to last forever. I have been making progress in terms of what I'm going to do about my sleep routine. So I'm not up at 4:30 in the morning and having stayed up all night anyway. And it's okay with all these things. It's like just continue to improve, continue to learn. And try to do the very best you can for yourself. Like consider if you were assigned or asked or paid $1 million to help out yourself with fixing or working on some of this stuff, what would you do, right? And working on those things will really put you in a different mindset, and you'll just get to have a lot of really cool memories along the way. There's no point in trying to want a different season or a different entree or course, you know, like life is a lot like a 3-course meal. You know, you have different courses of life, and then at least mortal life completes. It's completed. Once you finish childhood, you can't go back to childhood. You sort of go through childhood again, except with your kids, if you have kids, and help them with that. But it's a lot different. So enjoy each course of the meal. And if it's something that's taken a really long time, just like, bro, this is part of life. patience is really important to learn, and just know that it's God who cares so much about you, and he is just making things happen that you don't even know about, dude. There's all kinds of clanging and banging and everything going on in the kitchen right now, and just all kinds of beautiful things happening, all kinds of beautiful sounds coming from there, and that's just something you got to trust in, because later you will find out, like when you have those blessings, and I certainly know I'll see this, I'll be like, oh my, yep, this thing lines up perfectly with what I was thinking, or it's even better than what I was thinking. And it's just hallelujah, praise the Lord all day long. So I'm really learning just to do that right now. Praise the Lord and thank him so much for letting me have this life, letting me have this opportunity to be at this place. And I'm very excited and mind blown. But yeah, this is something I need to work on because I've been stressing still. And there's no need to do that. No need to do that at all. He takes care of all of it. And I just need to keep showing up and continuing to learn and grow. And that's really it. So continue to trust and believe he can do anything. And if he's asking you to wait, it's always for a reason. So I'm excited to share more updates as things keep coming together, as they surely are. And I've come an immense way in just the last couple months. So that's beautiful. But just got to stay with it. Just got to keep trusting and know that he's got it all taken care of. There's just a lot of different other ways we could apply this, but we're going to just end this episode right now. God is looking out for you, and he does know the proper timing for these things. So just trust him. And if he's cooking, bro, just be like, yeah, God, thank you so much for spending more time working on my blessing. Thank you so much for cooking. Thank you so much for working on it. And I'm really excited. I'm just really thankful you're a good God, and I'm very thankful. So, yep, he is good, and he's taking care of it, all of it. So let him cook. And that's what I'll leave you with. Remember to yield to the good, and it'll be better tomorrow.